So I'll count us in with a 5, 4, 3, 2, bam! Yeah, you are listening to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast on the first Monday of every month. We made it again. By we, I mean Joshua Tiki.
Welcome to August.
A.K.A. Famous Whitewater, and with me as always, Mike C. of the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
Hello.
Yay.
Yay. What's up, Fresno?
We made it back.
Fresno.
Doing so
Let me hear
well.
You, Fresno.
Let me hear you, Fresno.
The guy.
Come
the
on,
guy,
Fresno.
The guy that, talking about Summer Sweat Show that
okay.
just happened.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that played before Fish Creatures.
Black Milk, yeah.
He was all about mentioning Fresno, like, constantly, like, Fresno.
So this is this thing.
Which I was cool with. He didn't do the Fres Yes joke.
No, that's good. You know, so there's this thing that people do, and having seen so many concerts, I hate it. It bugs me. Hey, Fresno, let me hear. We know we're in Fresno. You know
but
you're in
like,
Fresno.
But we
hopefully,
like to hear, yeah. Well, that's what
right.
That's so, why I like hearing it because, like, well, at least he knows he's in Fresno.
And like, you know, look, I think it should be like, you know, you play your first couple songs during that first break. Hey, Fresno, how's it going? Blah blah blah. Right mm-hmm. there, up top, and realize
yeah,
let
you
people
have acknowledged
know,
that.
Right?
Yes, I know I'm in Fresno.
You don't need to say. After every freaking song, come on, Fresno, yeah. let me hear you. No.
He was saying that
no,
every break,
no,
which he was cool.
No,
I liked it, but yeah,
see,
every break he was like, come on, Fresno.
I hate, that's my pet peeve. One of several pet peeves I have with, like, musician shows. Drum solos is my other one. Just don't do it.
Wow.
Just
Van Halen's the only one that can do it.
Just
Everyone
don't
else,
do it.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Maybe a Rush show. I would like to see Neil Peart.
Yeah.
Do a drum.
Yeah.
But not
Tommy Lee can do it because you
yeah,
know.
Well, yeah,
he
makes
kinda,
a whole thing. Out
he kind
of
you know he that's it that he, they are drum solos because of him. I
right.
feel like, yeah, Neil Peart I think would be yeah.
Alex Van Halen, Neil Peart, Tommy right. Lee. These are the only people.
If you're you know, especially bands like that, their drummers aren't even necessarily that good. So AC/DC drum solo.
Does what? He have one?
I
he doesn't.
I don't know. Maybe
he might.
Everybody does like a little. Oh, you know who did a drum solo? Justin Bieber.
Oh well, that's you know because it's like oh my god, he's doing a drum solo. Justin,
I will not forgive
Justin
him.
Justin can play drums.
Like that show was great, minus that part. I don't care that Justin Bieber can play drums. I really just don't. Anyway, all right. So
Dana Carvey
can do a drum solo. All right, I'll get yeah. Garth can do it.
Yes.
So we're here to talk about. We just jumped right in. We didn't even mess around.
We're in.
But we're here to talk about Fresno stuff, specifically stuff that happened during the month of I don't know July. Since
looking
you last heard
to August,
right? And then looking looking into August.
In.
So big news. What's the big
big news?
Heat.
Oh yeah. Yes, heat.
It's like 1,000 degrees out there. It's
yeah.
like the sun.
We're in a hot studio. We're out.
I'm not sweating yet, so that's
we're
good.
At, yeah, just give it to the end of the show. You'll be sweating. We'll report
yeah.
back into that.
Yeah.
We just went to the
summer sweat show.
Out there in the blacktop, 170 degrees.
Tioga Sequoia. It was,
we
yeah.
did. And I am proud. Like, I need, it feels like this year, there's a little bit more of it where, you're like, yeah, it's hot, and I can deal with it because
right.
I'm used to it, and I really am enjoying other people's heat waves,
right?
And
yeah, yeah.
Other people getting heat waves aren't used to it, and like,
right? It's crying.
I'm just like,
yeah,
normal summer, bro.
Here's my problem, though. I think that I'm too awesome for it, right? So like, I just feel like, oh yeah, I hang out in 107 degree heat for 6 hours. And not really drink a whole lot of water and
yeah.
Have some beers and, you know, stand in the sun. No problem, because I am invincible.
Yep.
And then after 7 hours, I get home and I just feel like crap for the rest of the night.
yeah, you can barely, hear my voice.
I could barely move because the air
front.
Quality was, you know. So they,
well,
they
yeah, we
canceled,
got all these fires.
They canceled for the first time in 27 years, Clovis Farmers Market. This Friday.
Oh, it's Clovis or pansies.
Because It's true. Because of air quality and the heat, they canceled the Rock the Mall there in Clovis as well. They canceled, there was a backpack giveaway that they're doing in Fresno, that they do every year. It's like, they're in Eaton Park, you watch a movie, I think.
Oh, okay.
They canceled that or postponed it because of the heat.
That's a big, that's a charity thing.
So there was a lot, the air district was like, hey guys, this isn't mess around time. This is where you, get lung poisoning or whatever. I don't know if that's a thing, but anyway, so.
Damage.
You get lung damage if you're out in this kind of heat with this bad air. So with the fires and everything, that's your Fresno weather report.
Yeah, but I just like where I'm more about wearing it as a badge.
Yeah.
and enjoying it and making the most of it and enjoying when people like these bands that come to town. Like, oh my god,
so hot.
We had the perfect board. We had Tyler who owns and operates the Immoral Bay, the Libertine.
Oh yeah,
He was on the show, and he doesn't come to the valley really. And it was 108 that day, and he was like freaking out. He was just like he couldn't understand how humans.
He's like, what is this thing? Yeah, man, I wonder, like, at what point as he's driving over here?
Oh, and his AC broke when he got into the valley.
Get out!
Came into Kettleman City, his AC broke, and he was just like,
so, I think that's it. Like, I think there's that moment when you hit, like, going either way, you know? Like, in Kettleman City's probably somewhere along there is where it's at, where it's like, it is hot as balls, and then it's suddenly, oh, this is, now we're getting into the, it's nice now, you know?
Yeah.
Coming the other way, it's probably like, oh, yeah, this is it, people complaining about the heat, like, whatever. And then it'll just hit you, like, in a way. Yeah. So. No, that is true, though. We need, I feel like, and that's why I sort of appreciated the summer sweat block parties and them doing it. And also, like, not caring. That, you know, it was 107, you know, and a lot of people probably would have freaked out a little bit. Nah, they were just like, whatever, we're still going to do it, and it's going to be awesome. So, and it was.
It was. Yeah. A lot of people still showed up. Well, briefly, let's touch on the Fulton Mall.
Monthly update. Okay.
There's a lot of dirt. It looks, there's
some sidewalk being poured. I walked on some of it the other day.
Oh, you were able to, or were you snuck under
it? I kind of, like, snuck around. Oh. Just to see what was.
So, if that's damage, we know it was Josh walking on it too early.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are saying how it's going to be. If people are saying it's too thin, then how could there be?
Yeah, they're afraid.
How could there be cars?
How can there be two lanes of traffic?
People are thinking
there's
going to be one lane or something.
Right. I believe there's two lanes of traffic.
No, there's two lanes. Yeah. There's two lanes.
So
that'd be silly to do all this, and then this section you can't really drive through it, but.
Can you see? I mean, and everything's not, and I haven't looked at the pictures too terribly in depth. But so it's going to be two lanes, and it's going to have what do you call that kind of vertical parking? You know,
diagonal
parking. It's going to have the diagonal parking. Is that the idea?
I think so. Yeah, that's what it looked like on the maps.
Okay,
and it seems like one side has big sidewalk,
right.
And the other side has small sidewalk.
Yeah, so one side's going to have, I think, just the standard little baby sidewalks that we get everywhere. And then the other side's going to have like 28-foot sidewalks or something huge. You know?
Well, that's the side you want to be
meandering.
On if you want a restaurant or something.
Meandering kind of sidewalk. So, I don't know. It's happening, though. You can see it. It's definitely coming along.
There's not much happening on the north, other than the very north end of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that whole section, like in front of Peeves and all that stuff, there's not really anything going on with those yet.
No,
seems like it's going to be sectional kind of based.
It seems like they're moving northward.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe keeping with historically Fresno. They're being historically Fresno by starting from the south.
They wanted to start from the south north. And move north.
And they're gonna, once they are done with the south, they're just gonna leave it to rot as they move northward. So the north part is gonna be really
nice
and fancy,
gonna be all nice.
And by the end, the south part's gonna be just like cracked and chipped, and
You know, everyone's trying to move out.
Right, right. By the time they get the north part done, everyone from the south is going to be like, we want to be over there.
Let's move north. We're moving north.
So, God, that would be awesome. A little microcosm. Entirety of microcosm. Fresno happening there on
don't want to be in the south, and you got to move north.
You can go online. Well, if you're on Facebook, you know, you can just kind of look around and
there's definitely different groups posting. Downtown Fresno groups on Facebook.
Yeah, Downtown Fresno.
There's like a lot. There's I was going to.
For the love of Downtown
post
Fresno.
About it at some point, but maybe not because that kind of bores me because it's Facebook. But there's a lot. There's probably about 10 different Fresno groups, some mostly related to downtown or like preservation downtown.
Yeah,
historical. Yeah. There's all kinds of groups. It's always surprising just to see other Fresno enthusiasts.
Right.
Like, who are like, these people?
Yeah, I don't know you. But apparently you like downtown, yeah. What's your favorite one? The one that you kind of, you're going to?
I think it's the downtown. The one I always see is like Downtown Partner. I don't know if it's Downtown Partner.
Downtown
Partner,
yeah. Downtown,
it's
whatever.
Love of Downtown.
For the love of Downtown.
I believe.
Yeah.
That's
the one that I always see as well, so. Mm-hmm. Probably
there's some cool people post some cool old pictures,
right?
Not even Papa LaValle pictures. Just like, I mean, I love all the Papa LaValle stuff, but
Papa LaValle's a son of a bitch.
Papa LaValle slept with my sister and didn't call her.
Probably couldn't. There weren't phones.
Telegraph. He didn't send her a telegraph or nothing.
I guess there were phones, but there was probably like one phone line. Four. There was like four.
No, there was more.
Anyway.
You know, Pop LaValle is on that thing all the time.
Oh, yeah. He's calling everyone.
Hey,
guys.
Take pictures.
Yeah, that's happening. You can see it if you drive through there. I understand now why, you know, some of the businesses are feeling a little whatever because it's kind of crazy if you go down there
and you're actually in a mall. They have all their foot traffic has to be gone. It's like,
oh yeah,
you have to have a purpose to be
and especially
going down
so
there.
Like
I know I want to go to this store today. I have to go.
Walked down there yesterday from like where I'm at to and there's the dog. From my house down to Tiger Sequoia, and it was like no man's land.
Yeah,
you know, it was like zombie land out there. There was no one. And part of that, I'm sure, was the heat. But part of it is like, yeah, it's kind of hard to navigate. So they're like, oh, all the businesses are open. Well, okay, you know. But yeah, getting from place to place can be kind of tough. So. But hopefully that'll be done soon.
Yeah, like I wonder how many businesses are going to fizzle out by the time it gets done, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to be there.
Yeah.
It's going to be like a cleansing or something.
So if you are starting a business, there may be some space available.
I think, I'm guessing there's going to be
downtown,
a lot of spaces available.
Downtown Fresno.
Well, our two favorite... councilman that give us all kinds of fodder. Mr. Olivier,
Clint Olivier,
some stuff again.
So Clint Olivier, do you follow him on Twitter?
Yeah, I don't. You know what? I don't think I do. I thought I did, but
so because I've noticed, like within the last since we talked last, that he's stepping up his Twitter game, and not in a good way, like kind of in a. Like Donald Trumpish kind of way, you know, where like
making not being PC.
Well, it's not so much that, like just commenting on things and just commenting in a very like, I don't know, yeah, just being political in a way that I don't agree with, and so I'm just like, oh, come on, Clint. But he recently, there was a story in the paper on, well, I don't know when it was in the paper. It was online on Friday, I think, or Saturday. Someone had tweeted, at Clint, they tweeted, vote for, Clint Olivier. Parks underpasses for everyone. or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess this was a reference. I didn't get the reference when I heard it. I thought it was a weird tweet. Like, but Clint helped get a park under one of the underpasses in his district.
Okay.
So they made a little, it must be a little pocket park or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Clint took that tweet as someone kind of trying to knock, like a knock to him, like making fun of him or something. And so his reply was, this is the kind of idiotic and ungrateful stuff or ungrateful people I have to deal with every day. Something to that. So all right. I saw that reply and I thought, whoa, man, like, come on, dude, really? Like, you're calling your, and like, I sort of see where he's coming from, like, looking back on it, now, because it's like, yeah, you're doing something that you think is good for your constituents and you're really trying to do good work. And then people are coming up and, you know, saying like, making fun of you, essentially. So, but he essentially called this person idiotic and ungrateful. And I think the tweet eventually got taken down.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't see
it. Yeah, it got taken down.
I'm looking through.
But not before people got screenshots. So, you know, because this is the world we live in, right? Like,
if you see somebody do something questionable, screenshot it.
You screenshot it so that they can't delete it. Well, so this lady actually, showed up at the council meeting, on Thursday. And they were talking about, I don't know exactly what they were, talking about, but she was one of the people, that was, that got up to speak during the public portion. And, you know, in her back and forth with the council members, Clint, was like, oh, I would definitely like to sit down with you and we could talk about this in, you know, more detail. To which, the lady says, well, as long as you wouldn't call me an idiot again. And then there was this whole, like, kind of back and forth. So, anyway, and so there was a story, online, about it and, just really interesting. And it's something that, I think, I hope this is not what's going on, but I sort of feel like Donald Trump has created this thing, which is like the Twitter politician, where it's like, you know,
he's definitely doing that. It's kind of,
go ahead and
I'm like,
yeah.
He's really just going off on Fresno socialists. Here's one where he's like socialist. He's showing the temperature. It looks like his car. By the way, don't ever believe your car's temperature
right.
When it's always like at least 5 degrees hotter than it actually is. Like, oh shit, my car says 115 degrees. It's not 115 degrees.
Right, you would be dead.
Yeah, but like, here's one of his car temperature says 111. And says, Fresno Socialist, I hope to see you all walking or riding your bicycles.
Right. That
or on
one,
the bus this time of year.
That made me so mad. That one, I remember that now. And I almost like, I never could come up with good replies. And sometimes I wonder, like, if I should, because, that one made me mad.
I guess you could put one of your, my tweets don't represent my job thing, disclaimers that some people put on their things. But.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yeah, so there's a lot of, he's been doing a lot of this. And I hope this is not actually what's happening. Like, I hope maybe he just, had some free. Oh, that's actually, I was going to say.
He looks like he has a lot of free
time.
Yeah,
that was going to be my reply. Something to the effect of like, hey, looks like Clint Olivier has some free time on his hands. Cause there was like a run where he was just doing a lot
of these. During that, he was really bothered by the Democratic convention.
Oh, yeah.
This is really upsetting him.
Which is, I mean, I can get that cause, you know, he's a politician and that's a big thing, but, anyway,
selling vegetables, but you know.
Oh yes.
This is terrible.
Oh. See, now you're bringing them all back. I read them and I sort of just forgot. But like, read what?
Selling vegetables close to where people live doesn't make them any healthier.
Right. And you know, my thought to that is, but it doesn't hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it doesn't hurt, Clint.
Yeah, why would you have to voice out against
right,
that? Like,
right.
I understand you think maybe it won't be a factor, but like, why'd you like stop vegetables near people where right, people live? Right. Stop selling vegetables.
Well, because I'm sure that he thinks it's some sort of socialist program designed to make
people socialists and their vegetables eat healthy. Keep vegetables out of my neighborhood.
Right. Well, no, we want to make sure that people have the choice whether or not they want to
choose
to eat,
not right. eat vegetables. Okay.
But see, here's the thing. Those people don't have a choice because there's no freaking vegetables around where they live.
There's five shitty liquor stores around them.
Right.
And a cash and go.
Right. And a cash and go.
And
right.
And a pizza, a $5 pizza.
And that's right there on Blackstone Avenue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. So I'm hoping that maybe Clint has learned something from this and he's not going to become a Twitter politician.
Yeah,
but we'll see. So everyone go and follow him because it's if you want to get if you want to laugh
he has,
and
he
or
has Clint Olivier on,
at
I mean
Clint
straight
Olivier,
up
yeah
at Clint Olivier
yeah and you know. You can troll him, I guess, if you want, because that's apparently...
It looks like he's trolling for trolls.
Apparently, right. Apparently, those are the types of people that he has to deal with every day. So, all right, so there's it. Clint Olivier. We did our duty talking
Yay.
About Clint. You know, we should actually get him on the show, because... and I don't know if he would come on the show or if he listens to the show, but...
He would, but...
Because I feel like...
We're not big on controversial guests here.
Well, right. I just feel like, so I come in here and I say this, you know, I judge, let's say, I'm casting judgments on. But I don't know him, and maybe he's a super swell guy, and you know, sitting down with him, it would be a whole different situation. I feel like it's, in a lot of ways, not fair to just be like, sit here and say, hey, Clint Olivier is being crazy on Twitter again.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But maybe it is. Maybe that's completely okay because, you know what, he's throwing it out there. So.
Hey, yeah. He can't, he's not holding
world,
back.
This is the world we live in.
He's grooming himself for national Republican
maybe, yeah.
stuff. What time? All right.
What time? What?
Well, I think it's time for Band of the Episode.
You want to move straight? Okay, that's cool.
We got other stuff. We got other stuff to talk
about. All right,
about, but
Band of the Episode.
I think it's time.
So this is, I think, really cool band. I think, have we talked about these guys before on the show? I mean, if we have, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
So there's a band from Indian Lakes, and that's also the name of the band. So they are from Indian Lakes, and they are from Indian Lakes. And Indian Lakes, I guess, is a small little place up in Yosemite. And these guys are from there, and they have been playing a long time. And they sort of, like, I feel like broke out of things a little bit. And, you know...
Yeah, they used to do shows at... early on, do shows at Cup of Joe.
Yeah.
But they didn't really do much outside of that. And then they kind of just did a whole lot of national tours.
Yeah. So they were like, and they have records and stuff. You know, they're on a record label and I think got some national support. Anyway, the reason we're talking about them now is I just saw the other day there's actually a documentary called To and From Indian Lakes. That's the name of the documentary. And it is from what I can tell, I've only seen the trailer, but it's a tour documentary. It's, you know, 45, 50 minutes. And it's about the band. We'll play just a little clip of them. From Indian Lakes.
From Indian Lakes?
Yeah. So
making noise
cool,
for a while.
Cool kind of stuff. I like that style of music. I don't know. I think it's cool. You know, there's a lot of these like little cities all around
where,
Fresno.
That, where are we find is that you said the documentary out now? Or?
Yeah, so the documentary is out. I think, man, I would have to. I think I saw it on maybe their one of them shared it out. But yeah, you can rent it. It's funny. So you can rent it for 48 hours, right? For $6. Or you can buy it for $8.
Huh.
So I don't know.
Just buy it.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I was this close to buying it.
Josh is super close to buy it.
So I might, you know, I might do that sometimes.
It's, The Bad Parts?
The Bad
Parts. Maybe that's what it's called.
Okay.
They have a crap ton of followers.
Oh, yeah.
What is going on?
See, these guys are huge.
11,000 followers. It's on Vimeo.
Oh yeah, Vimeo. Yeah, it's on Vimeo. That's right. That's where I saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. From rent
to and from Indian Lakes. Yeah.
To and from Indian Lakes. There it is.
So you could probably just go and search and
if you're on Twitter, from Indian Lakes, they got from Indian Lakes, so
there you go.
And there's a link to it in their Twitter there. FromIndianLakes.com.
There you go. Awesome. Speaking of tour documentaries tour documentaries or show documentaries, live music, video, movies, films.
Oh.
There is a, really cool project that's coming out, and there'll be some screenings in the area, in the winter, I think the December, although I think they're having a premiere before that, but, there's a film coming out. It is called Floridora, and, it was filmed back in 1992, I think, at the Knights of Columbus Hall. And it's a Fugazi, documentary. So Fugazi played here, in town. I think, yeah, it must have been 1992 or so.
That's crazy.
It might have been it was something around there. And, they played with, local bands, Plaid Retina and Sharon Tate. And apparently it was just a ridiculously awesome show.
I have remembered seeing Dale Stewart talk about this show before.
And, you know, for anyone in that scene, having Fugazi come and play, I mean, that's just like, kind of mind-blowing, especially at that time. The show was filmed, apparently, and that footage from that has now been sort of compiled and will be re-released in a film.
It's crazy that
Floridora,
and it hasn't been shown at all. Like they record that long ago, and it's just now kind of being organized.
So I'm not 100% sure. I haven't talked to the people who are putting out the film yet, so I'm not exactly sure how it all came to be. But I sort of think that the Discord Records people, so like, you know, Fugazi, like Ian MacKay and all the, like, I think they just filmed everything. Like, I think they were just always filming, and so and then I guess maybe somehow
this Fresno one
word got out that there was this film sort of floating around. Mm-hmm. I'm not exactly sure how that all came to be, but I know they had to get like some footage from the Discord Records people, and so hopefully I'm gonna talk to them because I think it's a really interesting story, and I want to get the full picture of like how this thing came to be because it's really an awesome thing.
Yeah, especially
And for a lot of people. So I was talking to Aaron Gomes from Sound and Vision down in Visalia. He's a promoter down there. This was the first show that he ever went to, you know, when he was in high school. It was his very first show. So for a lot of people, this was like a kind of pivotal moment. And having this band play, I mean, these, like, Fugazi is like one of those iconic. If you're in that scene, having Fugazi come and play here would be like having Paul McCartney maybe or something like that come and play. And, you know, you're seeing them at some, you know, Knights of Columbus Hall.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So that's coming out. They're going to have a couple of screenings. They'll have a screening in Visalia. I know there's a screening set up in Fresno. I think the premiere is going to be happening in Bakersfield. Well, I think that the people who are putting out, doing the film are from Bakersfield.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of the one I'm getting. So, but I'll have more information on that. And we'll probably talk about it again because I think it's just a really,
it's going to come back.
Yeah. It's really cool. Well, I mean, in the
beginning
thing.
Stages of building a story about it. Basically.
Yeah. So, but it's out there. I mean, people are talking about it and I think there's event, pages for several of the
Floridora documentary about Fugazi playing a show in Fresno.
I'm pretty sure that it's gonna have like a nationwide screening. They'll be screening.
It seems like it would be
within the scenes, you know, I don't think it's gonna have a huge national, you know, it won't get to the megaplexes or anything.
No, but Fugazi fans will be on it.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. So really cool thing.
Well,
What else?
We like talking about retail and new places and new things. It looks like we're going to get beer and wine in some movie theaters. One in Clovis and one in Manchester and Fresno and then Clovis.
Yep.
The Sierra Vista? Yeah. Was it Sierra Vista? Or that $5 one? Is that one still there?
No. Yeah. It's the Sierra Vista, the one at Sierra Vista Mall. They've both put in their applications for liquor license. They did it within like a couple days of each other. Really weird. And,
well, I think that's the same owner of both, or the same film company owner?
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I think Manchester is owned by Regal. Mm-hmm. And I think the other is independently owned, I think.
Oh, okay.
Or like a smaller company. Mm-hmm. So,
I was wondering if Edwards would be on that or care about that.
I think that, from what I have heard, the Manchester Theater is trying, they're going through like a whole kind of revamp and they're going to be doing some different things. And at some point, like, I think they're going to be doing like assigned seating so you can actually go on. And so I think Frozen's they're trying to like, that. They're trying to really like up their,
make something unique.
Yeah, make something new and unique so that it can compete and draw, you know, from outside of just – because right now I think their main draw is people in the area.
Right.
Which is doing okay for them, I'm sure. But I think they want to try to draw away from, you know, places like River Park and whatever. So they're going to try to offer some new things. Mm-hmm. And I think for the Sierra Vista, it's they want to compete with Maya.
Yeah.
Now that Maya's open, they have to do something different. But this is, I mean, across the United States, it's a growing trend, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And down at Tulare, they already have it at the
the one
cinema there.
At the outlets.
Yeah, the giant ant with the giant ants crawling.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something that's already been, it's out there already.
I think it was on the Bees. If you ever want crazy comments, look for the Bees articles comment section and the comment section on Facebook when you post them.
Oh, yeah.
There's already people saying, no, like, we can't, you know, don't do that. We can't, people are going to be, you know, all drunk coming out of the movie theater and stuff. Right. But there's some people that I guess.
And the police are going to set up DUI checkpoints right out. Well, right, but I think that's the conspiracy.
Yeah,
right?
I think the combat was that. Well, some people are saying, well, they do this in Texas all over and there's never problems because of it. And that it's the same thing as restaurants having beer. Like,
or
you don't,
any place else, right?
You don't, some new restaurant opens up and has beer, you know, like, oh my God, that neighborhood's going to go crazy. There's going to be drunks everywhere. It's just, it's the same principle as drinking in a restaurant. And, I don't think it's going to, and another person point out, it's going to be so expensive to get a beer.
Yes.
You're not going to be just
getting
all crappy, just downing $7 beers.
Seven.
$8, $9.
I'm predicting
$9.
I'm predicting $11.
No, I think they're going to stay with single digit. $9. Right. I'm saying $9.
What do they charge for a soda?
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like, but if you look at like those,
$5,
like,
$6.
I'm saying $11. Ooh. I don't know. I could be wrong.
But I guess, are they going to be in plastic cups? They must be in plastic
cups. I'm sure. So I was actually having this this question with a coworker. I could see them going two ways. I doubt that they're actually going to have kegs.
Yeah,
and taps you're there, right. Because it seems like that would be kind of difficult. And then you have to have someone to run it and blah, 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 like all this stuff. So I think, you know, it might just be bottles and or cans. And then that they you know you're just
the, so my, so you my won't, post you won't get on the to, all the draft beer the, local draft beer. I did a post on the Fresno.
Yeah.
What I would want to see as the draft list, and it's all draft
right
10 taps. I predicted 10 handles, but no, I
mean,
know that's
and I don't know because I haven't actually been to movie theaters that do this, so maybe they do have that.
Tower always has always had Stella,
yeah,
bottles,
right. So and so it might be something like, and if that's the case, you know, it's probably going to be like
it's going to be
Heineken.
That's what I'm worried about.
Heineken and Bud Light, and yeah,
maybe you'll get Sierra.
You'll probably Sierra Nevada.
Maybe if you're lucky,
and maybe Tioga if they're smart.
Maybe if they can wedge themselves in there, get a XP. So, it'll probably be 99 though,
right?
Which is fine, but
anyway. So I don't know. We'll see. But and I
it'll be nice though.
I don't know how long that process takes before they'll be able to do that. Mm-hmm. But and then there's a bunch of rules about it too. Yeah. You know, so like people aren't going to get drunk because you can only buy two
mm-hmm.
within the period. Right. Excuse me, that you're there.
So. I think the one thing I wouldn't consider it really a worry, but it, because it's you're relying on an adult to be responsible is like. If I have an older brother that's 21 right. and I'm 19 and I go to the movie with him, he can go get a beer and then just give it to me. Right. It's a dark theater. Like who the hell's going
right.
to see? So I would think it would be sort of easy to get it. But again, like that's an adult breaking the law,
giving
somebody else a beer.
Yeah.
So it's not really how much responsibility does
and I also
theater have?
Think that, you know, at least in the very beginning, I can't imagine that ABC is not going to be all over
that. Yeah, just going
to
be
and really, you know, and really putting the onus on the theater to like, you need to watch out for this. If you see this happening, you need, you know, so. And I'm sure that like, you will get wristbanded.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is how when you, you know, when they check your ID or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's how they get around it. So that, you know,
if you
they
see somebody
someone
with a cup and not
with a cup and
no wristband,
right,
they're out.
You know, so. Yeah. Anyway, it is happening. Some people are very, my mom was very like, that's just so terrible. That. I was like, why? Like, I mean, I get it. Look, I don't think that we need to have alcohol at every single place that you go. Like,
This is true.
I don't think we need it. Like, at the same time, I don't really care, though. You know, like...
Taco Bell has alcohol in some places in the country. Right. Don't they?
Starbucks, I think.
Starbucks?
Some Starbucks, not in California, but definitely not in Fresno. And to me, it's like, look, you don't need to have alcohol at McDonald's or whatever. Like, you know, you just don't.
I don't want McDonald's beer.
Right. At the same time, what if McDonald's brewed its own beer?
You would want to try it.
I would.
I would think it'd be cheap.
It would be cheap. Yeah.
The McHop.
It would. Oh, man, I think we're on to something.
McHopples. Hopples.
So if you see that at McDonald's anytime soon, you know where they got it from.
Yep.
They
like,
listen to this. No, I'm almost. Oh,
wait, you know me. How bad homeless people hang out at McDonald's anyway?
Oh, God.
If they had cheap beer? Oh, my God.
So that'll be happening soon, and people are likely to be upset. I wonder how many – so I believe that the movie theaters were kind of just trying to fly this under the radar.
Yeah, right? It was very,
because
very like all of a sudden,
the
like,
stuff up
they already,
and like, I think
they, and then the B blew it.
Right. And then
somebody at the B was like, oh, this is a story. So, and they're like, shit, let's wait till we get the beer, and then you can make a story. Wait till we get approved.
Right. So they're probably getting.
Yeah, because I already see a lot more flack about the Clovis one, because Clovis.
Yeah.
Like, no, we can't have this in Columbus.
Right. Manchester's like,
Manchester people are like,
this is what we're going to get. So, Well, the best response that I heard or saw was from someone who was like, I've been drinking in theaters for years. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
If you like hard liquor, it's not. Right. It's pretty damn easy to slip in a flask.
Even beer, it's not too bad. Many
have done that in history. Yeah. I remember a long time ago. I never did it because I'm too scared. I'm pansy. I'm like, what if they're going to catch you? They're going to pat me down. Like, when do they ever pat you down going to the movie theater? But a couple of my friends brought in like a couple bottles one time, and we're at the very top of the theater, and this was like the old UA on Barstow.
And then it rolled all the way
down.
And
they dropped, it fell over, and it rolled. It did a complete perfect roll down because it's like that cement.
Right.
And it was loud. It was like jing 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 jing. And there wasn't that many people, so it wasn't too hard to figure out where it came from. They're just like,
pointing at someone else.
Yeah, look at that asshole drinking that beer in here.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
It'll be fun. More things.
More stories to talk about.
More beer for friends.
It's about time, actually. You know, it's one of those things I feel like.
Well, I want one of those Alamo Draft Houses.
Oh, yeah.
Those look slick, man.
Yeah.
They got tables.
Whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, a whole setup in front of you, and they got like a nice bar in the
Where
theater.
Would that even be? Where would they put
there's,
one of those?
They started those in Texas.
Okay.
And there's several in Texas. There's
one in Bakersfield or something, right?
I don't think there's one in Bakersfield.
Where's the closest one?
San Francisco has one.
Okay.
I want to say San Francisco is the only California city that has an Alamo Draft House. I'm not 100%. I know Phoenix, that's just in the Southwest. The only one I noticed not in the Southwest was the San Francisco one. So it's possible to get one.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's push it.
We're going to get Dave and Buster's.
Oh, yeah, that's already happening. Yeah.
Which I don't, from what I remember of Dave and Buster's was an adult place. That's where you drink beer, play video games. You can walk around and play video games.
No kids.
No, but like all the I'm seeing on right now, all the advertising, maybe it's because I watch too much kid TV with my daughter.
It's all about kids?
No, it's like all kids playing the video games. There's no reference to beer, no reference to anything. It's just like, dude, play the new Star Trek game.
Weird.
And it's just all like tweens playing video games. Like, hey.
You have John's Incredible Pizza, goddammit.
Yeah, go to John's Incredible Pizza.
Leave us to our...
I wanted to play video games with my beer and be left alone.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder, huh? See, that's the thing that's happening, man. It's like adults, they just can't have any fun anymore.
No.
Because kids, they ruin it for everyone.
We have to,
Because kids make money.
We don't have even Audis right now. What's going on with the Audis? The old Audis. The city's holding things up.
So I asked the guy who's going to be taking over. I said, hey, what's going on about the place? I think it's going to be called the Monarch.
Oh, there's some breaking.
So I think I could throw that
old
out
old Audis is going to be probably maybe called the Monarch.
He says, ask Ashley.
So, ask Ashley.
And so, by that, he means
in reference to the city
to the
is
city's mayor,
giving him stress.
Yeah. I don't think it's just that process, it has to go through the city, county, blah, 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 whole big deal. So, he doesn't know. He's frustrated with it, but what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
Papa Lowe's is back.
Papa Lowe's! No.
Dude, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe go today.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah. I love pizza.
I love pizza. I've been back twice,
and you don't like it.
No, I like it. It's good. It is good. Yeah, for a nerd like that's been going to the old one for 35 years,
your entire life.
The there's little things that I'm gonna miss forever. Mm-hmm. That the sound bar is just not gonna be same. And talking yesterday about this like. I just have to get over that. The fact that it's just not going to be kale and the ice, but it's improved.
They said that they're still working on it.
Working on it. It's improved. There's spots. They've got some more spots on there for stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's gotten better than when they opened. But it's just, I got to accept the fact it's not going to be that same as it was back in the old place. Yeah. And that's okay. I can be okay with that.
Okay.
And I haven't had any issues with the food, but I've had a lot of people saying it's not the same. The food is not the same.
How could it?
But I've had people saying, heard both. I was surprised. I've been surprised to hear how much I've been hearing people say it's not, the food's not the same. And
Interesting.
I haven't really experienced that yet.
All right.
Maybe I just haven't ordered the right thing. Right. But I think the food's been fine. Oh, I'm just waiting for it to be less busy.
Right. Like, yeah.
Both times I went, it's just been like madhouse.
Oh, okay.
Busy. And
it was, it always was, every time that I ever went there, it was busy.
Really?
So, yeah.
I
always went there on inopportune times. Yeah. So
I never, I rarely had to wait at the old place, but yeah.
I always went like on a random Friday night.
We would go early, you know. Yeah. When you have kids, you go with the old people. Right, right. It's old people and kids at 5 o'clock.
At 5 o'clock, yeah. another pizza place just opened, Grizzly City something something.
Grizzly City.
It's on the mall. Well, not quite on the mall. I think it's on Tulare and,
the dirt, or Fresno. The dirt patch.
Fresno and,
Fresno and Fulton?
Fresno and Fulton around that area.
Yeah,
not Fresno. Tulare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's where the old,
right by the stadium.
Coney Island. I think it might even be where the Coney Island.
Right.
Coney
What's that bar right there?
The Brazil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By the Brazil.
So it's right there. It's a pizza place. And, I think they're trying to get it so that eventually they can be open. You know, they'll be open late so that if you're at Tioga or wherever, blah, 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 you're, hanging out downtown, you need a place to grab something, you can go there and get a pizza. Seems pretty good. I think it's the people who did Zamora's pizza.
Okay. The taco truck? Yeah.
So, I'm very excited. I haven't been there yet, but I'll go and I'll give you I'll give you the rundown.
More downtown places.
Yeah. Pizza too. I love pizza. So, yeah.
I went to, the sushi place downtown.
Umi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never been before. It was great.
Yeah. I like that place.
I was surprised. And we went on a Friday night.
Okay.
And I'm thinking like, oh, there's not going to be anybody in there. It's downtown Friday night. Everyone's gone. It was packed. Yeah. It was 7 o'clock at night and it was 7 to 8 o'clock.
Right. Yeah. No, that place does pretty well. And a lot of times it's weird. I've been in there like just random times and there's always been people there. I think that they do pretty well because the convention center is right there,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a lot of hotels fairly close by.
I think it must. I guess just in this new age of if I'm somebody from out of town, I can just put on Google Maps
or Yelp,
look and there. Oh, there's a sushi place right over here. If I'm staying at Doubletree or something,
it's pretty close. Yeah,
because I'll try to figure out because there's nobody around. It was the only place happening, and there's this was after everyone had gone home from work, and I'm like, how are everyone here? I'm surprised by this. I'm like pleasantly surprised, but I'm like, this is not very untraditional.
Yeah.
For an off hours downtown eatery being busy.
It's good. And they're open. I mean, I think they're open decent hours.
Yeah.
I think they're open to 6:30.
I want to say they're open on Saturday
and then
too.
Saturdays.
Maybe not Sunday, I think they're closing Sunday.
Yeah, but Friday, Saturdays and kind of later. So.
Uh huh. That's good to have. So we got
another downtown place and kind of right around the corner there is Cosmos.
Oh, because it's reopened, huh?
Reopened.
Why did I miss that?
I don't know.
Was there not much to do about
that? Yeah, I think it was kind of just low key. But so they've apparently reopened. I think now they have a dual system so that you can go in and order kind of like you did before, but they also have tables and waitresses and stuff if you want to do a more traditional restaurant kind of thing. But it's supposed to be really good.
Oh,
and,
I got to check it out.
Yeah. I haven't been there quite yet, but I'm going to hopefully get there in the next little bit. So I'll report back on that as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downtown boy. Gotta check it out.
I know. What else?
Well, I think it's about
time. Oh, you know what? Let's talk about one more thing because this happened.
Time to talk about one more thing.
The Jim Jefferies who just came through.
Oh, yeah. Comedian Jim Jefferies. Australian.
Australian comedian Jim Jefferies. He's had a few Netflix specials. He had that viral. Most people probably know him from the gun control thing.
Yeah.
It was like a viral video when he's talking about gun control.
Bit.
The only, essentially the bit, it's like eight minutes long, but it boils down to like the only reason that anyone really should have guns is because, fuck off, they like guns. Like, that's, I like guns. Anyway, so he was in town. He was playing at the Sumerian Theater, and I guess like 900 people showed up, which and I don't. This is from the story, the review, and the press release. So I'm not exactly sure where that number came from, but I assume it's probably they said 900, so it sounds like that wasn't a guess that it was actually. You know, they must have got that from someone, but. So about 900 people showed up, and really kind of sounded like from the review that they could care less that there was a comedian performing. You know, like they were there. I don't understand that. Like,
you pay money to see, you know, Jim Jefferies. You have to really know who he is. You're not going to just be like, random comedian. I'll go pay $30. So.
But I think that must be what some people did.
Yeah.
From the sound of this review, because it is so. The according to the review, at several points during the night, people were yelling at him, kind of heckling him. At one point, some dude stands up. He's like in the second row. He stands up and he's like gesturing to his other friends to like come down and maybe sit by him with free seats down there or something. And so Jim Jefferies just like lays into him for 15 minutes. I guess from the way that it sounds in the review, and again, I wasn't there, is that, you know, one person starts heckling him early on, you know, and
Started that atmosphere of heckling.
And he tried to shut it down real quick, you know, but it didn't quite work. And then someone else said something, and so it was like this kind of back and forth. And then finally, this guy stands up in the second row, and Jim just lets him have it.
So he had enough.
I wonder if there's video. I wonder if someone caught. Yeah. Although in the review, actually, it said that like he didn't want anyone to do video because, especially for comedians, you know, they're doing new material.
You're seeing all
the
material ahead of time.
Right. And so they don't want it getting out before their special comes. But
bands used to worry about that. Yeah. There's nothing you can do at this point. No,
bands are like, whatever, take it. So anyway, it's an interesting kind of thing. And it makes me, in one way, it makes me sad because it's like, all right, man. I was very excited that he was coming, and I didn't truthfully know all that much about him before. You know, I saw the press release come in, and I was like, oh, this is that guy. This is the gun control guy. So he's coming through. You know, it's a show that is playing in big cities. It's the kind of thing that we want in Fresno, like all the time. So to have like this kind of response, A, in the number of ticket sales, that's like kind of crappy. And then B, like to have the people who come out like kind of be assholes.
Yeah.
Like, man.
You should think that when you have that small crowd, like they would bond together and be very supportive of him and stuff.
Everyone,
it's
you're
weird,
there though. Because you know Jim J and like you just love him, you know? And now there's probably a bunch of dudes out there like, man, that Jim Jeffrey guy was an asshole.
And now he goes around like, there's a show in Fresno, I did. Bunch of wankers.
Fucking terrible. Right. Yeah.
He's terrible.
Thinks that Fresno is a horrendous place. Mm-hmm. When really, those guys were probably from Clovis.
That's what I said.
If I had to guess. So. Yeah,
North Clovis, probably.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so.
But I heard that he went to Goldstein's after
And then
that.
Afterwards, I did. I saw pictures. I saw pictures of him hanging out. And I just know it's Goldstein's because the mural on the back wall
with the distinctive
the octopus or whatever. So, yeah. So I think he was hanging out. So hopefully he met people that were like, "Hey, dude, the rest of those stupid assholes don't. They're not. They don't speak for the rest of us. We thought you were hilarious or whatever. So, Jim, I'm sorry.
We're sorry.
Yeah."
On behalf of Fresno. We're not sorry for Clovis, but we're sorry.
Clovis can have their own podcasters.
Yeah, they can stick up.
Yeah. All right, so now that we've gotten all the way through that.
It's time to
plug it up. Plug it up.
Plug it up.
All right, let's start with you.
Well, as always, all the Dorktown Network shows... If you like this podcast, you possibly could like the other ones, such as Dorktown Comedy Podcast.
Ha ha ha!
Ha ha ha! Get off my podcast.
That's a Harrison, the Harrison Ford podcast.
Okay. We just did a new episode out of that one. So
okay.
There's a report on all the goings-ons with Harrison Ford.
That's a very nerd. That's a you gotta be of a certain...
Yeah, I really like Harrison Ford nerd level, yeah. And Star Wars, to like that
yeah.
one. The craft beer show.
Craft beer, perfect
the
pour.
The perfect pour.
In which... We talk
about craft beer.
And try craft beer.
And we had the last episode, we had Tyler from Libertine Brewing.
Yeah.
Everybody, you know, Morro Bay is one of Fresno's hangouts on the coast. And Libertine is a must.
It really is. Place. No, that's no joke. I mean, that place is just, it's wonderful. Last time I was in Morro Bay, I went there. We had some food, had a couple of beers. It's just really great. It's right there on the water.
He makes some very
And the beer is great.
Very different beer, mild ale based.
Yeah, he doesn't beer. Mess. Yeah,
doesn't,
it's not
doesn't mess with straight up.
Right,
styles.
you're not gonna get. My friend wanted something dark. He's into stouts, and so they got this. I'm not even sure. I think it was a stout, but it was like, you know, wild ale like style stout. So it wasn't like your traditional. Like, whatever. My friend really enjoyed it, but it definitely wasn't, like, what you would have expected from that style, you know, hearing, this is
he does some different stuff.
Yeah.
And he's
and
super,
even like the,
super into independent. And
right, yeah.
We had a whole pretty dramatic show that he was on, because that guy can talk, and he's, you know, passionate about it, and his friend, who is Tony Baggs... Who's from Fresno, and he lives on the coast now, and they're like good friends, and they gotten a pretty heated discussion about independent beer and big beer and all this stuff, and it was interesting.
Well, I gotta listen to it.
Yeah, and Fresno.com blog, weekly blog post every Tuesday about something about Fresno.
Yeah, and it's typically pretty thought provoking.
Oh. Yeah,
I feel
thought provoking.
Yeah, I get.
Yeah,
that.
What beer should be in the movie theater?
Right, that's thought provoking stuff.
Portals
man.
Of Fresno.
That's
what's the something I really want to work on later is just the how shitty 41's even gotten shitty. 99 and 41 just look terrible for the most part.
Yes,
and that's what people from as a former LA resident that people knew I was from Fresno would say, like, this is all they know of Fresno is going to Yosemite or going to Tahoe.
Right.
And they would drive by and it's just like, oh, it's just dirty.
Right. It's just blah, gross. Blah, blah. Yeah.
And they just don't stop because they don't see anything to stop for.
Right.
And this is something that needs to get addressed at some
point. Well, soon enough, we're going to have that high speed rail. I think. I think that. What? No. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
And there will be a stop in Fresno. There'll be a station. And I think it's going to be nice. It'll be new.
Oh, yeah. That will be nice. But I mean, like, I don't know if it's Caltrans. I always assume it's Caltrans' responsibility to just keep the.
Right. Spruce it up. Make sure it's not dirt.
And just full of trash and dirt and weeds.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening right now.
Yeah, maybe it is. We should call Caltrans. Have everyone that listens to the show call Caltrans.
Yeah, say what the hell.
And say clean.
I'll bet it's not like this in San Francisco.
On the freeways. Their freeways look pretty nice.
I'll bet they're on it in L.A. I'll bet they're on that shit. In Fresno, they're like,
Yeah, we're in the middle. So, anything else that you'd like to plug or recommend?
What do you got? What do you got going on?
I will plug myself as in my day job at the Fresno Bee and FresnoBeehive.com. And specifically the, you know, stuff that I do from week to week. But Band Geek, which
Friday,
I list...
Or Thursdays it comes
Thursdays.
Out.
I try to get it out on Thursdays. And I try to list every live music happening that I can find.
FresnoBeehive.com.
FresnoBeehive.com. Or you could, and once you get there, search Band Geek. And you can bring it up and see everything that's happening. So if you have some time during the week and you want to see a show, you can find out about it. My band, It'll Grow Back. We haven't been playing all that much, but we'll probably get around to it in the next little bit here. Doing some shows and promoting ourselves. So It'll Grow Back on Facebook. It'll Grow Backs with an S on Twitter. Not on Instagram yet, but... we'll see what happens.
looking out for that.
Yeah. All right. I
that's so it. For the Friday and the Bee.
Friday and the Bee. That's
call
me.
Him.
Oh yeah, and pick also if you watch Chuck Leonard show.
Oh.
On Fridays, the Central Valley Buzz. If you watch that, I'm on Fridays talking about stuff. I'm also on Great Day Friday mornings.
Man, you got to get up earlier on Friday mornings.
No, it's nice. I'm in the like 9 o'clock.
Oh, hour. Okay. They'll let you go
it's like
later
normal. Now. Yeah, it's like normal work time.
Yeah, yeah.
They put me on kind of like yeah. It's kind of a sweet gig. I'm very happy about it. Yeah. And then every now and again, I'll end up, you know, on. And we didn't talk about this, but. Garth Brooks announced he's coming back to town. We'll talk about this next time. Because tickets will have gone on sale, so we'll be able to have a better idea. But so after 19 years, Garth Brooks announced he's coming back. So I was actually on one of the local radio stations talking about that because they think that I know what I'm talking about these days. So
and,
there it is.
And you were on, since the last episode, you're on the Span Specs
podcast. I was on the Span Specs podcast, so if you want to hear that, I talked for a long time.
Go to spanspecfestival.com/#podcast spanspec SPANSPEK podcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, awesome. That was a good show. Get all kinds of Fresno local music.
Oh, talk. Yeah.
If you're into Fresno local music, you gotta check out that episode. Nerd,
yeah, yeah. So they do a really good job. So and they said they wanted to have me back. So I'll do that. I'm always willing to talk about myself. Actually, no, I feel bad talking about myself sometimes. But anyway, there it is, guys.
Yay,
thank you for listening. We did it another
August.
Month. Yeah. And we'll be back here for your September one. Hopefully, hopefully the temperature will have dropped, and we'll talk about all the cool stuff that's coming up for fall and winter.
Yeah.
All right. And I'll count us out on this one too. Thank you again for listening. 5, 4, 3, 2.